Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Torman from CISA, the local hero, folks, and Paul Legrez, who is from New England Wild Edibles. And I see you at the Tuesday market in Northampton when that's happening all the time. And sometimes I'll pick up your hen of the woods and throw it on the grill. Hen of the woods is like the chicken of the sea of fungus.
It's one of my favorites, and it grows wild. It's actually cultivated as well, but the ones that I collect are wild, and they have a really nice, mild flavor.
So now, Paul, how do you get your mushrooms? It's wild edible, so I'm assuming you're not cultivating them too much, or are you?
Well, I started with all wild edibles back in the 80s, late 80s. I brought some fiddleheads to Green Street, which was a really good restaurant up near Smith, and that sort of expanded into a huge restaurant supply business. Recently, I've been cultivating shiitake mushrooms on oak and maple wood. It's almost like wild mushrooms, but I'm taking green wood, inoculating it, and putting the mycelium, which is basically the main part of the mushroom that eats the wood, and they're like us, they eat carbon-based things and produce the mushroom, which is like the fruit, and it gives off spores, and the spores go off and recolonize other places.
So you have a stick that you brought with you, and that's what you're injecting it with mushrooms.
It's spores. A mushroom wand.
It's like a mushroom magic wand. You're like the Gandalf of mushroom making.
You shall not pass!
It's not quite as intense as The Hobbit was. Uh-huh.
But although if you eat enough mushrooms, you start to like see the eye of Sauron, I believe, depending on the kind of mushroom.
I don't really follow The Hobbit that much.
And are you, like other farmers might be doing, are you choosing like the best tasting of the are you actually choosing by flavor which mushrooms you're using?
I think it has a lot to do with the type of wood that they're growing on, the environment that they're growing on. So they grow in an area that's really nice by a river in Coleraine, and as opposed to the kind that you get from factory raised, which are ones that actually are forced into growing on plastic bags of.
So yours are free range mushrooms.
Yeah, these are totally free range.
Plastic. Paul Legrez from New England Wild Edibles. Now, talk about the wild ass, because you do still go out and forage sometimes, right? Where do these grow? And I've seen people at these farmers markets with mushrooms that are like as big as a giant pumpkin that you'd see at a fair.
These grow in specific places and specific environments throughout the summer. You'll get different varieties of mushrooms in different times of year. So there's a spring mushroom called a morel. There's a summer mushroom that's really good, that's a chanterelle. And then later in the fall, you get the ones that you were just talking about, the hen of the woods or the chicken of the woods. Those are really confusing.
Because hens are chickens, but not all chickens are hens.
That's right.
And then mushrooms.
Well, the mushroom world is an amazing thing to talk about. And the main thing that people need to know is that it's a really good tasting, healthy food that's available.
So you're at the Greenfield Winter's Market. And then what are some of the restaurants?
I've been to a bunch of the restaurants in Northampton right now. I'm really not producing enough to supply that many restaurants. The Dirty Truth and Eastside Grill, Hope and Olive, Bistro Les Grasses, Summit Champney's, McCusker's Market, and Greenfield's Market.
Now, what I want to know is, when I'm out in the woods and I see a mushroom, I always think to myself, I better not touch that because I might die, like that guy from Into the Wild. Mm-hmm. How do you know you're not getting mushrooms that are going to kill you, Paul?
I think that the guy in Into the Wild ate some berries.
I don't want to touch anything in the woods. My kids do all these outdoor nature stuff, and they're like, oh, look, it's wintergreen. I'm going to bite it. And I'm like, no, you're going to die. And they're right most of the time.
That's a healthy mycophobic way to be. It's very healthy to have that respect for mushrooms because there's some plants that will kill you. And anyway, it's a really, really small amount, number of mushrooms, but just to know which ones are the bad ones.
Is there anything to look out for? Like they have a distinctive marking, like a black widow spider or something like that?
There's about three or four really nasty ones that grow in this area. They're actually fairly rare. They have sort of colloquial names like Angel of Death.
So if it says Angel of Death on it, don't eat it.
Even if its expiration date is passed.
Right, right.
They're actually very beautiful white mushrooms, and the number of people that actually have died from eating them is way, way under the number of people that have been eaten by sharks.
Oh, okay, good.
I avoid sharks also in the woods.
Good, good to know. Yeah. If you see a shark in the woods, you better run. Paul agrees, who's from New England Wild Edibles, mushroom foraging. The other big question that people have when they talk about mushrooms is the hallucinogenic mushroom. And I'm not saying that that is what you are foraging for, but do those grow in our happy valley here? The fly agaric red capped, white dotted inspiration behind the mystical flying Santa Claus reindeer eating the psychedelic mushroom type thing?
It sounds like you know a little bit about
that. A little
bit. That's the question I probably get the most of. So I just.
Do people come to you at the winter market and say, well, these edible ones sound pretty good, but where do you have
where do you
the
have
others?
The other ones stashed?
Yeah, I say they have to find somewhere else to get those. They're actually doing studies now to make them a little more acceptable in Western medicine.
One of those next ones frontier for the natural medicines that people are interested in here in Massachusetts as of late. So either learn about it yourself and be careful, or go see Paul and his New England Wild Edibles at one of the farmers markets or one of the markets that carries them. Paul Legrez from New England Wild Edibles and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. Buy localfood.org.